Welcome to another edition of The Economist Corner. I'm Jared Ball, Chief Economist of the Committee for Economic Development of Australia. Before we get started with today's episode, I'm going to take a few seconds to let you rate and subscribe to our podcasts. Subscribing means you get the episodes in your phone as soon as they go live, and rating our show helps others find it too. So thanks for doing that. In the last month, CETA has been lucky enough to welcome a new senior economist in the research and policy team in the West Australian office, Cassandra Windsor. I caught up with Cassandra to discuss her background and what brought her to CETA, as well as her current assessment of the WA economy and last week's state budget. Cassandra, thanks for joining me on the Economist Corner podcast today. You've obviously started with CETA as the senior economist in the West Australian office in the last month or so. It feels like it's been longer than a month, but I think it's in the last month. So tell us a little bit about your background and what's kind of brought you to CETA.
Thanks, Jared. It's great to join CETA. I think I'm on week four, but as you say, it does feel like I've been here a lot longer already. It's been a busy few weeks, but very rewarding few weeks as well. So my background, most recently, I've been at the WA State Government in Department of Communities, which was previously a housing authority, doing a lot of work there on economic conditions, and particularly in the last few months about the social and economic impacts of COVID on the WA community, and also quite involved in some of the social and economic recovery plans there. My kind of pre-COVID role there was in the research and economics space, doing a lot of research on the housing sector in particular, and running the state government's housing industry forecasting group, but also looking a bit more broadly at what was going on in the WA economy and how that affected community services and communities, particularly vulnerable communities in WA, how they were impacted by changes in economic conditions. Prior to Department of Communities, I was at the Reserve Bank in their Perth office, and working a lot in the business liaison space there. So going out and chatting to businesses all over the state and finding out what was going on in their businesses and economic conditions, how that was all impacting everything, to feedback into the national picture. So I think the combination of those kind of my last two roles have set me up pretty well for what I'm looking to do at CETA. So the background of going out and talking and gaining those insights from businesses and members, and looking at the kind of social and economic impacts of what's going on in the economy, how does that really affect people, how does that affect economic growth, and how does that help us plan policies going forward, and really using that evidence base of research, data, economics to impact really good public policy.
Well, I think that's going to be really exciting for us, and certainly from my perspective, having someone in the research team who's on the ground in Western Australia, you know, speaking to our members on a regular basis and bringing those insights back into the research and policy work that we do, and making sure that we're taking stock of the fact that, the economies around Australia are very different and are often moving at a different pace and have different challenges. Which brings me to my next question. Obviously, the WA economy is moving a little bit quicker than others in recovery, and has certainly contained the virus pretty well. What are you hearing from members there? What are you seeing in the data? How are you feeling about the WA economy at the present time?
Yeah, so you've really hit on the point there. The WA economy tends to move at a different pace a lot of the time than the national economy, and it is particularly what's happening at the moment. Look, one of the bases for it is that the health situation in WA, we've been incredibly lucky. So we've been community transmission free of COVID for over 6 months now. But we've also been very much helped by what's going on in the mining sector, particularly that we've had very high iron ore prices, much higher than was previously anticipated around this time, and also some strong growth in gold prices. So iron ore and mining in general is absolutely the backbone of the West Australian economy. And when that's going well, pretty much everything else goes well. So that combination of strong mining sector and very good health outcomes with COVID has put WA in a bit of a different position to the rest of the nation. So there's a fair amount of confidence in WA about how things are going. Your unemployment rate figures were out today, and we have seen another drop in the WA unemployment rate. So it's sitting at 6.7%. So still elevated, so still, you know, higher than we would ideally like it, but a pretty good result over the last few months. We are starting to see some labour shortages, or maybe more correctly, skill shortages in a few sectors, mining and construction. So we've had a bit of a home building boom over here as well, driven by high levels of grants. And we're starting to see some of the impacts of that, particularly with our relatively tight borders, hard to get people in and out. And WA has historically relied on quite a lot of fly-in, fly-out workers and also overseas migration to plug gaps in skills when things have picked up and haven't really been able to do that this time. So starting to see skill shortages in some sectors. Also seeing some really positive signs, interstate travel. So a lot of our tourism areas are actually doing extremely well, in some cases better than they would have been kind of this time last year. So up north in Broome, where I was just a few weeks ago, it's very busy, and similar signs in the southwest as well. So with people unable to go and spend their money overseas, they do appear to be spending it in WA, and that's helping some of the retail and hospitality, although there are still sectors there that are struggling. So we are doing very well, absolutely, in the short-term response. I don't want to make out that it's fantastic boom times all around here, though. There are a lot of areas that are struggling, and a lot of the demand, while there is some underlying demand there, particularly around the mining sector, a lot of the demand and the money flowing around the WA economy at the moment is driven by stimulus funding, so grants for home building, the rates of Job Seeker and Job Keeper, and other kind of stimulus programs. So we do need to keep thinking in that kind of medium to longer term outlook, and not get too wrapped up in just patting ourselves on the back for how well we've done so far. So there are still challenges ahead, but we're absolutely in a very good place over here in WA, and we should be, you know, very grateful and feel very lucky for that. But keep working on it. Don't let our guard down.
Well, that's always good to end on a point around avoiding complacency, and good to hear you're in Broome. I am very envious sitting here in Melbourne, and having been to WA a lot of times with my wife, her family being there, and she still hasn't taken me to Broome. So I keep reminding her of that, and given current kind of travel restrictions, I'll keep reminding her that might be a domestic holiday that we need to take. But moving on to, obviously, last week the big news was the federal budget, but of course the WA budget was also handed down last week by the WA Treasurer. What was in there, and in particular, how did it kind of complement the federal budget in your view?
Yeah, so look, very interesting week having both federal and state budgets out, and some similar themes in both. So a lot of big spending. So both the federal and the state budget, we're spending a lot of money. But the big difference between the federal budget and state budget over here is that while the federal budget was, you know, increasing deficits, the state budget over here is actually still in surplus. So we had a surplus for 1920, and expecting a small surplus in 2021 as well. That's really driven particularly by the iron ore price over here. As I mentioned earlier, it's very high at the moment, and was much higher than it was forecast to be in the previous budgets. So that's put the state government here in a very, very good position to go out there and get spending. We didn't see a lot of new announcements in the state budget last week. There is a lot of infrastructure spending going on. Most of that was announced previously as part of the COVID recovery plan. So most of that had been announced over the past few weeks. But as expected, and again, similar themes to the federal budget, a lot of spending on roads, rail, and other construction infrastructure. Not as much maybe in some of the social infrastructure that we maybe would have liked to have seen. Also a lot of benefits to households in the state budget. So $600 electricity credit to every household on their upcoming electricity bills, I think will be very welcomed for a lot of people. And the state government will be hoping that people get out there and spend that extra cash, particularly in the lead up to Christmas. So that puts a bit of extra cash in consumers' pockets. And it's really, it'd be really interesting to see if people are feeling confident enough, and particularly in their employment outlook, to go out there and spend that money. There's also continued freeze on household rates and charges. So a lot of support for households and a lot of infrastructure spending, which I think are the pretty key themes that we saw in the federal budget as well.
Yeah, and I think we'll all be, across the country looking at what happens over Christmas and the extent to which people feel confident to get back out there and spend. And that will obviously have a big impact on what the GDP numbers look like when they come out early next year. Thanks, Cassandra. I think it's fantastic, as I said at the start, to have a senior economist in our team now in Western Australia. And I expect that you'll be having lots of meetings with members, and there'll be lots of members getting in touch with you. And of course, not being constrained in your movements like we are here on the East Coast, I'm sure you'll be keen to have coffees and take some time to meet with members.
Yeah, look, I'm really excited to get out there and start meeting members. Had a few catch-ups already in my first few weeks, but looking forward to doing a lot more of that, hearing of what's going on in members' businesses, how they view economic conditions, and really making sure that the WA perspective is captured in our national research.
Great. Thanks, Cassandra.
Thanks, Yara.
Thanks for listening in to The Economist Corner. As I said at the beginning, be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your preferred platform. And for more coverage, such as our blogs, live streams, jump on the CEDA website, ceda.com.au. And as we continue to focus on economic recovery, you'll now find a lot of our COVID-19 coverage on the Coming Back Better tab of the website. Finally, keep up to date with everything CEDA is doing in real time by following us on social media. You'll even find me there too, and always happy to take people's question, feedback, and suggestions around the podcast. Please tune in next time, and until then, stay safe.